Okay, I'm not backstage for a change. I'm in a very posh hotel, restaurant, and they've cleared the whole place out for us, and I'm with Paul from Maxwell Park. Hello, Paul.
Hiya.
Hi, thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us, because you're on stage in a minute, aren't you?
I am. I'm in my stage gear now. I'm dressed for radio, and I've got a new suit for our new album.
I can vouch for all of that. It's all correct. Tonight, it's the launch night for Too Much Information, so all the hard work's over at the moment?
The hard work is just about to begin. That's the thing, you make a record and you think, oh, you know, we've made the best record ever, and then that's the honeymoon period, and then you realise that people are going to have to hear it, and, you know, not everybody's going to like it, but you go out there and you want to impress people and impress the people who like you already, but also try and catch the ear of new people. So we're going to go out and play live as much as we can, and this week's mega busy. We're off to Germany to do TV and then coming back to do in-stores and a little show rather like tonight's in East London, but up in Newcastle at the Bridge Hotel, a pub up there.
Okay, I mean, it's only been a year and 9 months since The National Health was released, so was this an easy album to write? Did you still have some kind of momentum going from the last one?
Yeah, exactly. It felt like we'd really sort of moved on a bit with the last album. It felt like a nice statement of intent, and we'd broken for a little, I wouldn't say a hiatus even, you know, we were still playing together and writing, but we'd all done different things, and once you're out of the groove of writing, it's kind of hard to get it back. But once you do, you think, right, let's not do that again for a while and make sure that we, you know, make hay while the sun shines. Yeah. So we were kind of on a roll from the National Health, and after touring that album in 2012, we came off tour, wrote 5 songs really quickly, didn't think too much about them, didn't get too precious about them, and we sort of recorded them as a little EP, if you like. And then once we'd finished it, we realised that it was the start of an album rather than an EP. And we'd recorded that with our friends in a band called Field Music in their Sunderland studio. So it was nice and cheap and up in the northeast. And we were building our own studio at the same time, so we finished the rest of the album again in Newcastle. So it was very relaxed, a good process to be at home and make a record for a change, because it's nice to go off to places like LA where we made the third record, or Bath where we made the last record, our fourth, but it's also really great to be able to sort of roll into your own studio on the bus and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you still, I think you've already answered with your last reaction really, do you still get the same excitement with each new release as you did with the first one?
Oh yeah, you know, you're making things and it's almost like showing your mum and dad what you've done today in school, and it's, you know, obviously we have a wider audience than just our parents. I'm glad to say, and it's, you know, you're proud as punch when you make something, you know, once it's finished and you think, right, yeah, I think other people should hear this. Once you've got that conviction, then it's kind of it's the buzz begins, and you know you work hard on the artwork. And recently, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, we got the artwork back and the full final CDs and vinyl assigned, because people who pre-ordered it got it signed off us. And I signed lots and lots of these records, and just, you know, it was just nice to have a kind of an object and see the artwork and, you know, touch the sleeve and it had the right finish and all that sort of stuff. So it's kind of waiting for something to come to fruition, and once it does, it's still a buzz.
And what you're doing there, it's like a personal connection with the people who are buying it as well, because I have to admit I don't buy albums or vinyl or CD anymore, unfortunately. I've got too many of them, so they're all in a big box and everything's digital now. But when you're signing an album, you know that someone's going to keep that and cherish it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think having a personal touch is something that goes with our music, you know. It's kind of heart on sleeve, emotional, romantic music, so it makes sense for us to act accordingly, you know. It's part of our musical DNA to kind of try and connect with the audience when we play live. It's about connecting with the audience, and so yeah, if we can do anything to kind of communicate with people and let them know our ideas about things, then I think you know, people appreciate the effort that you make.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I've heard the album a few times, and whereas I felt the other albums had a particular feel, maybe because I've played them more, now this one seems to me have a bit more of a mix of styles. I mean, is there any new influences which has taken your writing that way, or did you just fancy a bit of a change?
Well, I think every time you make a record, you fancy a bit of a change, and you've got to try and move on each time, otherwise you're dead in the water as far as I can see. You know, you're just repeating yourself, and you might as well be a cover band. You know, you're almost covering yourself by churning the same thing out. So each time we've kind of changed subtly, but you're right in saying that each record has a specific feel, and we've gone for a kind of mood, and they've all been recorded in the same place by the same person. And this one, I think we felt a bit more confident that a song, if it sounded a bit different, it would still sound like us at its heart. So you've got songs like Brain Cells or Leave This Island, which are more electronic, and that's kind of something that we've always been influenced by, you know, whether it's dance culture or 80s acts like the Blue Nile or people who are kind of predominantly synthy or keyboard based. On this album we thought, well, we don't need to put a guitar on that. Or Duncan, for example, our guitar player, wrote Brain Cells on a new keyboard that he'd bought.
Right.
So getting a new piece of equipment can influence a song, and it can be the start of a new little path for you. But at the same time, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and there are kind of punkier songs on the record and more traditional kind of picked guitar stuff that's influenced by things that we've been influenced by in the past, like the Smiths and the Go-Betweens.
Yeah, because you start the album with Give, Get, Take, and it really sounds Maximo Pog, and then suddenly it's like, whoa, hang on a minute, it's a bit of a change now.
Exactly, we wanted it. I think it's definitely our most varied album, and again, it comes with a bit of age as well, just realising what you can do and think, oh, we can go in that territory and succeed, instead of thinking, well, maybe we shouldn't do something that's a bit more electronic because we're not, you know, it's not what we're known for. You sort of think, oh yeah, we can do that, we can get away with that, and it'll still have the same impact as our other songs. But Give, Get, Take is a good way to start the record, because it's kind of a bridge from what we've done before to where we are now. At the end of the song it says, where do we go from here? That's the final line of the song, and the answer is the second song with Brain Cells in it. Again, there are little lyrical things that kind of help the listener along through the record, as well as we got it mixed by a guy in New York called Nicholas Vernhees, and he helped to kind of cohese it all together a little bit more. So there's little sounds that you'll hear across the record that tie them together, whereas, yeah, stylistically it's very diverse.
Okay. Last year you had a couple of un-Maximo Park projects. Yeah. You were involved with Space Invasion and Frozen by Sight and A Mindful of Nothing But Continue. Is there anything similar coming up in the pipeline, or is it all Maximo Park this year now?
All this year I think it'll be Maximo Park, but the Frozen by Sight thing that I was doing with Peter from Field Music, we were recording strings earlier this year and recording a few vocals for that. So hopefully that'll come out soon. Maybe it'll be the next thing that I put out if it gets finished in time. But this year we're going off probably to America, and we usually end up in places like Japan and all around Europe and doing festivals. So it will be a very busy year, and hopefully we'll be in a town near somebody who's listening. But yeah, it's always nice to do other things, because you come back to the band fresh, and it also means that when you're doing something else that's quite different. For example, the Frozen by Sight thing is working with a string quartet. You know, I've never done that before, and my friend Peter, again, I've known him for such a long time, but we've never really collaborated fully, so it's something that excites me. And obviously then you come back to Maximo Park and you're doing different kinds of styles than what you've done before, and that's exciting as well. But it's also great to go out and play the old songs live, because you haven't played them for let's say 6 months or a year, and so you bash out something off your first album and it's dead exciting.
Yeah. Now, you're probably not going to thank me for reminding you that it's 10 years now since your first single. The coast is always changing, and you seem today like you're in a brand new band, bags of enthusiasm. Do you still think that Maximo Park's got a lot of mileage left in it?
I think so. It all depends on whether we write good songs, because that's what we've always based ourselves on. We don't care about fashion. You know, trends come and go. We'll just keep writing good songs, and if we feel like a song is good enough, it could be, you know, it could take one form or another, but hopefully it'll still have a melody, a strong hooks, lyrics that you can understand and relate to, hopefully, that are almost about the elevation of everyday life to a magical place. You know, those things are kind of constant, and it's nice to have got to 10 years as a band, because you never know what's going to happen next, and you don't know whether you'll still have that same enthusiasm. But as long as that's there, we'll continue to make music together.
great. Okay, one final question. We're in our hotel bar watching Man City versus Chelsea. Now, I'm not particularly interested in that because I'm in the same subset as you of teams who are probably ranked between about 15 and 30 in the country. I support West Ham. What's happened to Middlesbrough?
Oh, good question. When you drop down into the Championship, it's very hard to get back up. And, you know, West Ham did a great job by getting straight back up because after a few seasons, all the other teams drop down and they've got the parachute payments and whatnot from the Premiership. And I think it's going to be tough for Middlesbrough to get back up to the Premiership again. But the infrastructure's there. You've got a good ground. You've got good training facilities. And at the moment, we've got Jose Mourinho's second in charge at Madrid, Aitor Karanka, and he's tightened up things at the back, so we're kind of moving the right way up the table, but as you know, there's a lot of progress to be made for the borough these days.
Do you feel confident over the next couple of years, maybe?
You never know, this is it. Football is a game where you have hope, and that's what drives people to go every week. And, you know, you're pretty sure you're going to get caned, but you never know, you might cause an upset, and there certain weeks that you think we're going to thrash these and it doesn't happen. So it's a game of hope, and I hope that we'll get in the playoffs over the next couple of years and maybe kick on from there. We'll see.
Yeah, well, hopefully we won't see you at Upton Park in the Championship next season. It could happen, but it'd be good to get Middlesbrough back in, big team, and it'd be good to see. Okay, Paul, thank you very much for having a chat. Really appreciate it. Now you've got to go on stage, so looking forward to the gig tonight. Thanks.
Nice one.